The Youth Action Council is slated to help address some of the concerns across the area from a youth perspective. From the Heartland Community Foundation, Executive Director Sarah Meitner shares some of the details with us on this episode of the Post Podcast.
This has kind of been brewing for a while, and it really stems from the feedback that we were getting from the teenagers in our area. In the past, I think it was about 3 grant cycles, so about a year and a half, we awarded over $40,000 in grants to teenage-led projects. So teenagers were coming up with ideas, and then they were coming to us and applying for grant money to do those projects. And when I added it all up, it was just staggering, the amount that the kids were coming and asking for, which is amazing. That just kind of tells me that there was already discussion in the schools with some of the teenagers or possibly the scout troops, because it was also Eagle Scouts, that were considering Heartland and grant opportunities when they were looking for funding. And so this idea has been brewing. Last August, we had the teen talkbacks that we invited kids to come to a town hall style forum to tell us about what projects they were seeing or their community needs. And that sort of kicked it off. We've had some projects that came out of that. But I wanted to have something a little bit more regular, something that would meet regularly, a little bit more formal, and would kind of follow the steps of like a leadership program, a little bit like what Leadership Hayes does, but in a teen format. And I'm calling it like a community engagement program. So I put out an application. We had a open application opportunity. I contacted the schools during the month of April. Those students who were selected, who, you know, they applied, students who were selected were notified in May. And oh my gosh, you would not believe the ideas that these kids had on their applications. I was blown away. I had a question on there that was, if you had $5,000, how would you spend it? $5,000 that needed to be spent on your community, how would you spend it? And they had so many great ideas. So I'm really looking forward to getting this group of kids in a room. What we're going to do, there were 21 kids selected. So it's 10 from Ellis County, 11 from Brooks, and so far just 2 from Trigo. So I'm holding out hope for a few more from there. But we wanted representation from all of the area high schools, and there's 7 in the Heartland area. And they were going to all come together as a Heartland group in August for an orientation. We'll start kind of learning about community foundations, what it means to be community, you know, engaged in your community, and then doing some of those personality type things that you do at leadership programs to do some self-awareness. And then after that, they're going to meet as individual counties for the next few months after that to keep learning about what their own county needs are. And then in our fall grant cycle, they are actually going to get to review some of the grant applications that come in to Heartland. That grant cycle opens September 15th and closes November 15th. So I'm going to pull 4 or 5 grant applications per county and let that group of kids review them and then allocate some funds. That way they are kind of given some power to decide how might these granting situation look and what projects are most important. Then we're going to come back together for a retreat in January with the whole group, and they're going to start working on their own community projects. So I've applied for some funding from the Hanson Foundation to give them some seed money for their projects. So I don't know for sure exactly how much that they're going to get yet, but the hope is that they'll each get a nice little chunk of money to come up with a project that they think is important and that they want to lead. It'll be interesting to see with each of the high schools. You know, if they come up with a school project, it would need to be something that is maybe fair and balanced among the high schools in their county. But I'm sort of excited. So they are going to be tasked with, I mean, they might have some seed money, but they're going to need to do a little bit of fundraising. So I've already contacted a couple of companies to be open to listening to a few anxious teenagers who come and ask for money. I mean, that's a skill, and that's tough to do. And You know, I'm looking over at Bank of Hayes right now, and they were one that said, yeah, send them in. We'll listen, and sort of gave me a wink with a nod that, yeah, we'll probably fund their project. But if any other businesses are open to, you know, helping to teach these kids, listen to them. And I hope they have some success in asking for some funds. The amount will really just depend on what projects they come up with. And so we'll finish those off through the spring. I am going to put them to work a little bit next February during our match month to do a match month campaign in their school, whatever that may look like. We'll see. We're going to meet monthly. I want to be aware of that. The kids have a lot asked of them these days. You know, our teenagers have work and sports and clubs and all of the other things that they're doing. But I'm hoping they can give some time to this, and it'll look great on their resume when they're done.
So, absolutely. You know, I think it's great to get those kiddos involved. You know, one of the things that, we were at a town hall meeting in Victoria the other day. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that came up was, you know, the average age of the room and how important it is to get the youth involved. And I think this is a great step to do that, to help them kind of see not only, you know, what the community needs, but be involved in actually making it happen.
I know. What greater way to teach about generosity than to actually give them the power to be generous? Mm-hmm. But it's also, I'm really looking at the marathon of this. I mean, I guess technically the relay. We're going to, you know, we try to pass off from generation to generation. But needless to say, the long-term impact of this, because working on a project that they feel is important, that they put their heart into and that they work on, that will tether them to this region. And whether they go on to KU or K-State, or they move on or leave Kansas altogether, and they will still have that project that they did here at home. And who knows how that might bring them back someday. And, if they bring kids back someday and see it and then maybe be so inclined to move back and raise their family here. And the more that they take some ownership in their community, the more that they will come to love it, I think, come to really appreciate and see how it works and then want to be a part of that. And I think bringing the three counties together in the same room so that they start to hear about what it looks like in the counties right next to them. Who knows? They may come up with something that impacts all three counties. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what projects they're going to come up with. There's some themes that I felt were really common in the applications. These kids are really attuned to mental health and mental illness. And I think that was mentioned in more than half of the applications, that just the impact on today's teenagers with that. So I wouldn't be surprised if they come up with something for that. But they also all talked about, we need more things to do. So who knows what they'll come up with. But there's a great group of kids, I'm excited to get to know them better and see what they do. And hopefully this is the start of more to come. So the hope is that the projects might linger. So we'll see if it goes past the spring, if it's not something that can get wrapped up in a few months. But the hope is that we will open the application process again in this springtime, April or May, and pick a new class, and some might stay on and do it all over again. That's the hope.
So. Very cool. Yeah. And you'll have to share with us next time you're on, like, how this is going. Cause I'm super excited about this as well. And I want to hear, I want to know what these ideas are that they come up with. Cause
I know
the view of the world at that age is so much different than what our view is.
I call it the dog whistle. You know, there's the dog whistle that only dogs can hear and us humans can't. But just in the same way, there's issues and things that are happening in the community that only the teenagers can hear and us adults can't. You know, we are so focused on, oh gosh, right now gas prices and inflation and all of the other stuff. And they're not, you know, their minds are full of other worries. And they might be hearing things that my age can't. So I'm excited to hear what they come up with, and I'll keep you posted on what they're doing.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, Sarah, before we run out of time, we got to talk about this. Your grant cycle that you were on last time to talk to us about, it ended. You got to award some money.
We did. We awarded money. all of the organizations, we awarded money toward 35 projects in the three counties. They were all told on Thursday last week. So if they applied and they feel like they don't know yet, please check the spam, check your spam folder. But we awarded, like I said, 35 projects, $122,954.
Wow.
So still a great showing. It was a little bit less. We don't receive quite as much pass-through money from Hanson anymore. That's officially sort of changed, or it's complicated, but they're funding us toward the principles of our endowments a little bit more, like through match month. So it's changed a little bit, but in that, of that amount, we awarded $43,370 in Ellis County, $33,589 in Trigo County, and $45,995 in Rooks County. So there were some really great projects. So I'm super excited about this batch of grantees, and you know, I love going around and seeing them, giving them, you know, we do a ceremonial big check, but I like going a few months later to actually see the project that they did. So one of them here in Ellis County, the one that sort of ranked the highest and was awarded, I believe they were awarded $5,000. The Wonder Woman League applied for some money to do, put in some light poles at the Arc Park. So just to kind of help ward against any unruly activity in their after hours, they applied for funding for 6 light poles that they are also, they're of course putting funding in for, and Standing Electric is also planning to help with that. So that was an exciting one. We awarded quite a bit of money to the school district in Trigo, but the one that I was most excited about is an organization called The Well. And there's a group of a church there and some church leaders that are doing a coffee house / therapy / come and talk, a little bit like Breathe here in town.
Oh, very
here in
cool.
Hayes. They've used that as the model. And we awarded them, I believe it was $10,000 for that, toward that project. And it's super exciting. I'm sure that's going to need a story at some point.
Absolutely.
So you'll have to write about that. And then in Rooks County, we actually awarded some money to the Rooks County Emergency Management Group to do, they're investing in training and equipment so that they can respond to like a grain elevator collapse or things like that. So, and it will not just be used in Rooks County, it'll end up being used in the whole area. But making sure that staff and that they have the right equipment so that if something, if an emergency situation were to arise, they could respond to that. But specifically with grain elevators. So yeah, pretty cool. And I think that we awarded them $8,000 for that. So yeah, I love having an impact on so many projects in so many different ways. And you know, it's a pretty cool process to watch on. I've told you before, I don't actually vote. I end up being the facilitator on the side of each of the nonprofits, but hearing the committees discuss and prioritize and it really, this cycle was really more about needs versus wants. And there was a lot of discussion about what we are really needing in our community. So yeah, pretty exciting.